CHL.
Powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling.
With Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay.
HL is on the air. Beautiful day in the Music City. Brent Doherty with you on 104.5 The Zone. Don Davenport shaking her ponytail at me.
That's bunk. That's bunk.
I would have to disagree with you, man.
Twitch, please.
Did your feet hit the ground when you woke up this morning?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Beautiful day.
Yep.
It's funny, though, like...
Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Hey.
Welcome back, y'all.
He's back.
We missed you, dog.
Y'all both have, like, knit hats on. Is that what you call
them? Oh, you didn't get the memo on hump day? We wear knit hats.
Mm-hmm.
Knit hats.
Black. Black colored knit hats.
Black knit hats.
That's what we do. Now, mine has a hole in it for my ponytail. Slay doesn't need that.
I cut one out of mine.
No, this one comes that way.
Oh, okay. That's a female hat.
Yeah. Mine, I have the do-rag hanging out the back of it.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You often have the do-rag?
Yep. Hanging out the back of it.
So, no, there's another name for it than knit hats.
Scully.
Toboggan.
Beanies.
I feel like we're on Family Feud.
We can't go to toboggan no more.
We be on Family Feud. We would rock.
We
that
so
name.
Would.
Yeah, but we need. How many people do you send up there? Five. We need one more.
I think there's. Is it six?
No, five. Yeah, you send five.
We need one more.
Like Buck, we send Buck up there.
Maybe he's like he's totally different.
Yeah, but he'll irritate us.
Yeah, but he's a fill in the gap guy though.
Right.
Like, he's gonna know the weird stuff.
He's like vegan millennial guy that would know crap that we think is dumb.
That's just very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
By the way, Buck was on yesterday, I guess.
I hope he heard it.
He was supposed to be on yesterday.
He was on Monday.
He was on Monday, yep.
What's today? Hump day.
Wednesday.
Man, I lost a day in there somewhere.
Well, yeah. That's what happens when you're gone.
Yeah. Coach Mack, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans, coming up at 3:20, live from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Super Bowl.
You know Coach Mack is loving it there.
Mm-hmm.
He is just like... Information is just pouring into his brain from all his contacts there.
It's a football heaven.
Yep.
One of them.
Oh, somebody said take Pan. He'd probably be good.
Pan would be
great. He knows a bunch of random
stuff. Pan would be great. Yes.
Well, see, that would be my choice, Pan.
Oh, Kirby Allen Kirby.
Oh, no. Kirby, because then we're going to get to arguing.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that.
No. It's going to be a good time. We just go get fried after.
There are two things with Kirby, and we love him. And I've known him a long time.
Oh, we about to have it for the Super Bowl.
I used to work with him at the
five straight days of Kirby.
I always call it the other planet. When I worked at another radio station, he worked there too, in that building. Anyway, Kirby used to do like overnight stuff on 107.5. Like he was on the air.
Oh yeah.
And so
he was like the news guy, right?
I cannot imagine.
No, he wasn't the news guy. He was like up next, in sync.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
So me and my buddies rolling around Nashville in our mid-20s, well, we would call him and like request things and stuff. Yeah, ask him.
Was he DJ Kirby?
Yeah, I don't know. He was just Kirby.
He's always just been Kirby.
Yeah. So, he was over there doing his thing. Now he's with us, going to the Super Bowl next week.
You know who else would be good if we had to cross over? Murph Dog.
Oh, Murphy would be good.
Murphy
from 99.7.
We might not get nothing accomplished with Murph, though. I'm going to be real.
Yeah, that's
he's the
true.
One that was...
A little wild.
Yeah, he's a little...
He was the one that showed up at scoreboard, and we just put him on. Like, here's Murphy from 99.7. He's like, guys, I got a question for you. What's going on with Dinah in the kitchen?
Murph's just going to roll.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. I was thinking about this today. Like, who's in the kitchen with Dinah? I'm out here working, and someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. I don't know who it is. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy. Can you imagine, like, if your brain goes there, it never shuts off?
Nope. His doesn't. If you follow him on social media, his doesn't. Murph a ball. Like, between him and Alan Bell, I don't know who on more. I promise I don't. Like, both of them, they go, boy, they keep it rolling, boy. Woo. Total separate ends of the spectrum, too, with the conversation. But, yeah, it's entertaining. Very entertaining.
Oh, yeah, they could do, like, a political show.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they could. Gambling and politics. All in one.
What else? Todd Furman, Bet the Board podcast coming up
Todd
today.
Todd Father.
Well, I need some bets, man.
I got some, y'all.
Well, I was running dry, boy.
It'll do that. Guess what?
What?
Okay.
We're all in here. What?
I feel like this is whatever I'm telling you should be important because everybody wants to know. It's kind of not, though. Yeah. Like, Tennessee made me bounce back from the conference championship weekend.
See, here's where I went. Here is where
I loaded up on that Texas game.
Oh, hoops.
Yeah, hoops. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But football.
Sorry, I was so confused.
Football, I did good, too. I took the under with Philly, and I took the Chiefs to win money line.
Oh, okay.
So, did pretty good.
I should have listened to you.
Officiating helped you out.
I guess.
Straight.
Who's Osai? Got it. Look.
Yeah.
Mahomes is, dialing it back to run out of bounds. I'm sorry. I'm still pissed about that.
At Osai?
Yes.
I mean.
And so the people in my house were like, I feel bad for him. I'm like, he's a grown-ass man. He's making millions of dollars. He's a professional athlete. He needs to know better than to hit the one quarterback they're going to protect over all other quarterbacks.
It was already out there limping anyway.
And you turn a 60-yard field goal into 45. A 45-yard field goal
I thought you were about to say something. I'm like, hold on, Mayor. I know you've been gone for a couple days, but we don't use that word.
Got just a couple rules.
Don't lie. You were close to the dumb button there.
Maybe I'm on
truth. You want more truth about that? I wasn't even paying attention, so it would have been even worse.
That would have been bad.
I've had to dump myself before, though.
Woo. Okay,
I accidentally dropped field an S-bomb one time without even thinking about it.
We have to watch it because we get so comfortable. We're just chatting.
I don't think we've had to dump Slay. I don't think I've had to dump you either.
No, but it's been real close sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Clay Travis was the best one. He dropped an F-bomb when talking about the Wiggles.
I remember that. I was doing TV still. And I'm like,
the Wiggles.
Wait a second.
Are they still a thing, or did one of the Wiggles like go off the rails?
I think they're still a thing.
I think the Wiggles are kind of.
It's on YouTube and stuff.
They're one where one leaves and it just gets replaced with somebody else.
Yeah, they replace somebody.
Yeah, replaceable Wiggles.
So we watched it a little bit.
What are you doing this weekend? He goes, "We're going to see the Wiggles." I'm like, "The Wiggles?" He goes, "The effing Wiggles." But he said it. And I'm like, I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Nope, definitely can't. There's no thinking there.
Yeah. It's a fact. You can't do that.
Yep.
Okay.
The crazy part was it took like 3 years for us to have to dump him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I mean,
especially with that guy.
Yeah.
Gets thrown
He'll
out of
say
baseball.
Anything.
He gets thrown out of Little League baseball games. Like, I mean.
You don't care.
I've seen him get technicals on.
<Don't care. laughs>
Anyway.
See, he is one of the problems as to why we have crappy refs and officials and not enough of them for all these youth leagues because all these parents attack them.
Well, so let's go back to Osai. How did y'all come down on that? Did you feel sorry for him or was it like, hey, man, you cannot make that mistake right there? You got to answer your teammate. And I know your teammates are going to be like, one play doesn't cost us a game. But that play cost you overtime.
No, I think they knew one play cost them that game and that situation right there. You can't, like that, that's one you done scratched and clawed and they actually were hanging by a thread, Kansas City, looking for something like, how do we get over
something
the hump?
Something like that.
Get me to overtime and then we'll try to figure it out.
We'll try to get right, but that was it.
But here's my thing on Osai. Yes, you can say, dude, what are you doing? You can't do that, but you can still have empathy for the kid. And I think it was V-Love put on Twitter something about like, all these people feeling bad for Osai. What about Ryan Tannehill when he threw three picks in that playoff game? Blah, blah, blah. Nobody's, feeling sorry for him, whatever. But this is my take on it too. Osai's 22 years old. He's a young kid. He was clearly emotionally distraught about his mistake.
I get it.
So I think
I
care. I feel for him. Now, I think you can be empathetic to him knowing that he's 22 years old and he's not equipped like a veteran like Ryan Tannehill to handle failure and mistakes at that level. Yeah. Yet. Now he will be now. So that's my take on it is I felt terrible for him because it was such a catastrophic mistake in that game that he will never forget. And he's 22 years old and I think it's okay to feel sorry for him. But I also think it's okay for, Brent to almost pull out the F-bomb there talking about his mistake.
I mean, as the people in my house, I was pissed. I'm like, listen, I get mistakes, not that one.
Yeah, that's
premeditated, dude. You know that guy's headed out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Mike Hilton was standing there like,
he did.
He was like,
yes.
Dude, what are you?
While it was going on.
Like, and I know you're not about to hit this man.
Yep.
And he hit him. So, yeah, I don't feel sorry for him. I just think
well, especially with how the league is nowadays. Yeah. Like, you know.
Especially at.
They're protecting.
When you make it to that stage, that's why I don't have any compassion with it.
You get flagged for
today,
breathing on their neck.
Yeah.
Now
can I forgive him and move on from it?
Yeah, of course.
But still be pissed about it in the moment?
Of course.
Okay, that's where
his teammates were.
That's right.
But I think I would have felt more pissed off if it would have been one of those egregious calls when you go by the quarterback, like where Joe Burrow did get hit in the end zone. He got pushed down after the play. Like,
and there wasn't any.
It wasn't anything. Yeah. If that would have happened, then I would have been like, hey, man, now that ain't right. So I would have felt compassion for him.
All right, Turco. Remember that guy?
Oh, no.
On jail, too?
That ain't right.
What? That was pre-Babs, too. That was a long time ago. Michael Turco. Some people would get that. At 3HL1045,
yeah,
if you want to hit us.
That's new. I've been here almost 20 years, and I don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it was like Davis Nolan, Ann Holt, Bob Bell, and Bob Mueller were rolling around while Turco was doing that.
Bob Mueller's still rolling.
He is.
That's my guy.
That was my first time golf party.
So it's Neil Oren. I saw a post.
Neil Oren was doing weather back in the day.
Yeah, he was. I saw a post from like 9 years ago celebrating his 25th year.
What?
Yeah.
Nine years ago celebrating.
Yeah. Celebrating year 25 at the station for Neil Oren. Not to tell how old you are, Neil, but you know.
You're older than year 40, big guy.
Yeah. How in the world are you doing that morning schedule still? Good Lord.
I know, man.
Celsius, man. They got Celsius out now. That's what I'm rocking with.
Yeah. All right. So we're underway. Now, one more question on the way to the break.
What is it?
And then we'll get Coach Mack in here from Mobile, Alabama. Would you have gone up to console him right after the game, or would you have left him alone because you're pissed off?
I would have did exactly what his teammate did.
Man, why you touch the quarterback? What is wrong with you, dog?
Ron Slay.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Then I'm a shower, and I watch
and
everything
off
in the shower. Then I'm be like, hey, dog, don't worry about that, dog. Once I come out of the shower and I see him still right there, come on, dog. Man, you know what it is, man. We're getting right back at it.
I'm the
come
same on, way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But right there, Babson, you know how hard it is? You know how many people come with dynasties and can't get to that point where they were.
Plus, they were there last year. They knew how close it was.
They know what it takes to get there, and they did everything it took to get there.
Slay would be the LeBron meme to J.R. Smith in the NBA Finals. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, dude, you done lost your mind. I got to say something. You don't want me to say nothing. Mm-mm. You want me to give him a hug?
This is very unexpected.
What would you have done back? No, wait.
That I'm kind of hardline, and she's like all Disney soft over here.
What? Come on, Elsa.
Let it go. Am I getting soft?
I don't know.
Hell yeah.
This is becoming a consistent thing.
I need to know what your take is.
You're arguing with me over being too strong.
Like
it's Wednesday.
Almost cried when I saw him crying on the bench.
Babs. Wow. S-A-W-F-T, soft.
Did we have your medication correct?
I don't know.
I think I need to check it.
I think it's working too well.
All right, Coach Mack next. 104.5 this road.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
was going to Arizona. Maybe
Brito,
on the
105 the zone. Brito, where the Don Davenport, Ron Slay.
Oh, that's what we need.
I was like, this.
We were talking about Slay going to Don and Travis's little kid basketball team. What is it, fifth grade?
Yeah, fourth and fifth graders.
Fourth and fifth graders. And Slay said right before we turned the mics on, well, I made them run.
He did.
You should have heard how Babs and Harder both cheered. Like,
oh, yeah, this is it. This is
we're so excited. Because I'm like, I feel like I can't make them run, you know? Like, I can't be like straight coach and rec basketball. Ron Slay comes in. Woo, you better believe they're running. I'm like, yeah, this is great.
Who are you? You can't even make kids run now. Like,
I'm soft.
S-A-W-F-T, soft.
Now,
I tell you.
Change in Babs.
No.
What's going on?
Now, if this was Baby Babs' team, don't you worry. Like, I'd be over their butts. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
All right. Well,
just got to, you know.
Coach Slay.
Yeah.
One and done, huh? One practice and
that. That was it. I'll go, but guess what?
It's going to make a difference, though.
They got a good group of kids. I would definitely come back. Babs and them practice just so late.
They don't practice till 8 o'clock at night. It's ridiculous. I'm like, your girl is like ready for bed 30 minutes ago.
Drew, my 12-year-old is sixth grader, is on three different teams, and one of them practices at 8:15 to 9:15 on Monday nights.
See, We're 8 to 9 on Monday nights. That's brutal, man.
That's serious, man.
There's not enough gym space. That's the problem.
That is probably the problem. All right, let's go down to Mobile, Alabama. Senior Bowl coming up. Why do I have to say Alabama like Keith Jackson? Alabama. Coach Mack is there on the field, I heard, Coach.
Yeah, I'm here with Rhett Bryan and Mike Keith. I just watched Eric Gray catch a swing pass up the sideline and take it about 50.
I've heard he's been the most impressive back.
He has, Don. I mean, he really has been. I mean, he looks like a back. Rhett's favorite is the back from Tulane.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean he's a nice back too. But you know, yesterday in this practice, the American team is practicing. You could just tell. I mean, Eric Gray kind of took that practice over, and so what a good looking athlete! Yep. What a great looking athlete!
Yep, I saw him play at Lausanne High School out of Memphis. They played CPA.
Keith was telling me that the first kid ever that was Mr. Football in Tennessee 3 years in a row.
Yes.
That's pretty solid right there.
Yep.
But Mike called his one of his state title games, I think.
Mike Keith, did you call one of Eric Gray's state title games?
Did not.
No, he did not.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought he called.
Semifinal game, but they lost to CPA. So take that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we're watching seven.
You might have been there,
right,
actually,
now.
Coach.
I probably was. Yeah. Was it at the Lions Den?
It was at CPA, and it had rained like all week, so the field was muddy.
I was there.
Yeah, and Eric Gray, Eric Gray tackled himself 14 times. There were 14 times that he slipped and fell without being touched.
Really?
I was absolutely. Doug Matthews and I were there.
Yep.
I was absolutely there. They just got through with 7-on-7, and the defense is having to do push-ups because the offense completed more passes.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
What's standing out?
You talk about standing out here. It's all a really process for these guys. Mm-hmm. I tell you what stood out to me this morning was because we were over there at the convention center at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they had the huge breakfast and the interview session over there. And Mike Keith and Rhett just crushed it. They interviewed about 25 guys.
Yeah.
Today, you know, in a 3 hour time span. And so to me, that was really good. And they got some people. I was very impressed. I'll tell you who's been impressive down here, guys, is Hendon Hooker. Even though he's not playing,
mm-hmm.
just what he is doing down here and his presence of being here and in the way he's interacting with people. And when you get around him, you know, I had never known, I mean, been around the kid personally. But just first of all, when you're with him physically, that's a big, long dude.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, he really is. And so, And really, Jim Nagy did him a real solid letting him come down here, even though he was injured. you know, not participating, but being able to be around all of these scouts and head coaches down here. And he is doing himself a lot of good down here, even though he's got that brace on his knee right now.
Coach Mack, I was going to ask you, when you walk into these situations as players, I'm looking at it from a player perspective. You tell me what you notice as a coach. Walking into them as players, you notice which guys have that different confidence when it comes to the interviewing, when it comes to the workouts. And usually I remember going to Chicago, man, and getting ready for the pre-draft camp. It was just something about some guys settling in quicker than others. And then when you get to day two, day three, you start to see, okay, everybody's kind of settled in, got their footing. Anybody that just came across with a lot of confidence early, like this is where they belong.
Yeah, you know what? And that's a great point because we, the first night that we were here, we had a big, an OTP that we did that's up on the website if you want to listen to it, of Jim Nagy. And he was talking exactly about that thing. And, you know, when they're vetting kids to come in here, a lot of times what they will ask their scouts and their coaches is, do you think it's too big for them from the smaller schools? From the smaller schools, do you think it's too big for them? How do you think they're going to handle, you know, what this is going to be down here? And that and that's a legitimate question that you ask. And absolutely, I've coached this thing six times.
Yeah.
You know, once as a head coach and five times on a staff. And you definitely can tell guys start to kind of separate themselves. And it's not anything other than confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't have to even be a smaller school guy. Of course, those are the ones that start with it. But some other guys that just don't quite have that confidence that stands out for them. Well, then you kind of notice it, and you make note of that too when you're coaching this thing.
Let me ask you about Max Duggan. Coach Mack, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans, live from Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. The TCU quarterback was on with Ramon, Kayla, and Will, and I thought it was a really interesting conversation. And one of the things that he said kind of stood out to me, and I don't know how prevalent this is with college quarterbacks, but he said that he really hasn't had an outside quarterback coach, a teacher outside of TCU, that he was consumed with result instead of necessarily process, like he was trying to win games and things like that. And then now he's going to go see Jordan Palmer in L.A., which we've had him on the show from the Super Bowl. He's an awesome dude.
Right.
And a great teacher. But, I found that fascinating. Should I have? Or is that kind of a thing that these guys just get coaching at their school and it's kind of rare if they go outside of that?
Let me address that. And I think he gave you a right answer for this reason, guys. Dawn knows this. I mean, she works collegiate football. These coaches get 20 hours a week with these guys. Okay. And so what you're trying to do is get a game plan together and go win the game. So the finite details of coaching, it's hard to get that in because you got 20 hours that encompass everything,
which
right,
includes
Dawn?
The game.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And so to me that he's telling you exactly the truth. And that's why when you get into the National Football League or when you're prepping for the National Football League, then it opens up a whole separate world to you as far as techniques and minute techniques at every position that it takes. You know, we're talking about the quarterback position now, but that is universal. It really is, you know, unless a kid's getting coaching, you know, in the summer, and most of the times they're still at the school. So that 20-hour rule, has really, I think, affected that. And he's not, and it's not because the coaches don't want to teach them. It's because that they don't have the time to do that because the coaches have to do, you know, two things. They have to be able to keep them in school and keep them going, and they also have to win games, or none of them will be there.
See, maybe others aren't interested in that, but that really stood out to me, and I really love your explanation about that because I just hadn't thought about that, but that makes complete sense. And then he went on to say that he was looking forward to being out of college and now having this as a profession because now he does have the time to work on that specifically all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I talked to him yesterday, you know, and then I talked to all the frogs down here, but I talked to him yesterday, and I mean, he is just as bright and as open, and you could, when he is working with his quarterback guru now, he will be open and receptive to everything.
Yeah.
Everything. You know, we were just watching him throw you know, when they were doing 9-on-7, they were throwing into, you know, into directional net down there, you know, with the drill, and he was constantly getting coached on his feet, and all of them were, all three of them were getting coached on their feet, you know, coached on their release, coached on their setup, coached on their balance, all of that stuff that is so critical. But he was telling you the truth, and the truth is the coaching staffs, just because of the way it's set up in collegiate football now, just don't have that kind of time.
That's really interesting. Coach Mack, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. I want to go back to Hendon Hooker. Like, I love that a guy realizes that he has an opportunity here and understands that, hey, you know, I could do myself some good relationship-wise, learning from all of these people also, and who knows what I end up doing after football, right? Like, so I think that's a really cool story. And Jim Nagy telling the zone and telling everyone that they typically don't let, like, they don't invite injured players. So I think this is a really cool story going on down there.
And it really is, and it's a big story. We talked to Jim quite a bit yesterday about that, and he said two things. He said he's a quarterback, and he's a quality person, and everybody is interested in him. And I have been thoroughly, you know, Heupel and his staff were down here yesterday, but I have been thoroughly impressed with Hendon Hooker just seeing him now. Of course, you know, watching him play all year and doing coach to coach and, you know, being, you know, involved with the Vols as far as just watching them play and the great season that they had this year. But then when you meet the kid and you see the kid, I mean, I talked to him today, you know, before he went on with Ramon and those guys, and he is so bright-eyed and he is so, I mean, so well-spoken. I mean, this guy's got it. He really does. And it, you know, it was no shock to me watching his physical traits on the field, but then you see what type of makeup he has, you go, okay, this guy's got a future.
Coach Mack, what's a baseline of what coaches, GMs, whoever's down there evaluating, what is something that they're looking for? Like, you ain't got to go down a list or anything, but what's one thing that you're really looking at? You know, I know for sure the physical presence of them, that's going to give you an impression of them, but what's something that you got that you walk away with and you're like, oh yeah, he had that part that I'll check that box.
Let me take you to, again, as I said, I've coached this thing six right. times in my mm-hmm. career. And let me take, and here's what coaches that aren't coaching it will ask you when you are, because okay. this is what they want to know, okay? Who is fully invested all day in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who is taking notes, and what type of retention do they have?
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing here, because look, they can evaluate on their own scales anything they want to see personally on the field in, you know, in the drills. They can see that. The things that they really want to know from being able to be with staffs down here and be able to go through a week of scrutiny, because these guys are under pressure down here. I mean, there's a lot of pressure, you know, on these guys, because this is their first enter into the National Football League, just like Mike Dicka told me when I started, every day's an interview.
Yep.
Well, every day's an interview down here, and what they really want to know is how all in are they? How are they retaining it? You know, how do they act when they're off of the field? How do they act when, you know, they're just not giving the canned answers as to what's going on? Because there's so much media involved down here now. Have you guys ever been to South Alabama to this stadium?
No,
it's super nice.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Don? It's beautiful. Yeah. And so the facilities and the university, I was really, because, you know, when I was coaching down here, we were at Ladd Peebles Stadium, and this is a whole different world over here.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but anyway, that's what they want to know, because everybody has their own criteria as to what's going on the field, because every scouting department is a little bit different as far as to what they're looking for. There's some variables that have to happen in the National Football League: speed, balance, flexibility. That has to be universal with what's going on. But who are they? Who are they, and how much do they love ball?
Yeah.
Because you can tell. And you know, here, you know, we would always have coaches' meetings after every day, and we'd say, okay, who took notes on the second day?
Yeah.
Because the first day, everybody's, you know, got their notepad out,
right,
and they're looking in your notebook. But, you know, I'd always ask coaches, Who's taking notes now? Who's taking notes the third day? Who's taking notes that last day? Those types of guys are the ones you want to really start digging into.
Coach Mack down at the Senior Bowl. Real quick, obviously Tom Brady retires. I'm curious, as a defensive coach, like, what was it like to game plan against that guy?
Just like it was against Peyton, impossible. You know, because they could just manipulate the defense so well, because first of all, they knew exactly where they wanted to go with it. They knew exactly what they were trying to do with it. And then the same thing with Brady as with Peyton Manning. And the reason I put them both together is, when you were playing defense, if you moved one inch off of a spot, he knew what you were in. I mean, and so you had to be perfect. You had to be static, and then you had to pick your times as to when you tried to pressure him. Look, you cannot have the kind of success that he had his whole career, and just like Peyton Manning did. We talk about study, and we talk about dissecting the game, and we talk about living the game. He lived the game. The great ones live the game. He lived the game fully.
Number one in yards by almost 9,000. Number one in touchdown passes by 78. Wow. Hey, Coach, thanks for the update, man. Tell our guys down there hello, and we look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Guys, all right, appreciate it. You guys need to get down here someday.
Yes. Yeah,
definitely that.
Eat some seafood. Thanks, Coach Mack.
Well, the seafood is important. Bye, Don.
Bye, Don.
All right. We talked a lot about Hendon Hooker there. Hendon Hooker was on with Ramon, Kalo, and Will. We'll visit some of that audio. We'll play that for you a little bit when we come back and talk about the former Tennessee quarterback next. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Slay coming up at 4 o'clock. Mike Francesa with a take on Tom Brady that you're gonna want to hear, and we will talk about
garbage take.
And I'll go
garbage
ahead,
take.
I'll go ahead and let y'all tailgate on this. Davenport sent us the link with all caps. Can we talk about
that? Yes, I did.
And
that whole soft, nice Davenport is out the dope.
She gone.
Hendon Hooker on with Ramon, Kayla, and Will this morning. They're doing their show live from the Senior Bowl, as is Buck Rising. Blaine and Mickey and us holding up the station here. But they had the former Tennessee quarterback on, Hendon Hooker, talking about the first team he talked with at the Senior Bowl, the Titans.
It's been a gauntlet of teams, for sure. You meet with everyone, and I just have a blast talking ball. And then, you know, meeting with the Titans was really cool. You know, kind of a surreal moment for sure, because that was the first team that I talked to in the interview process. So being able to sit down with the head man and talk ball, it's been a blast.
Talk ball. You keep hearing Titans guy saying that. Right. So, yeah, that's cool. Josh Heupel at Tennessee, certainly with that relationship with Hendon Hooker, and was able to get so much from him. Sometimes people see in you what you don't see in yourself. And I'm not saying that's what happened there, but the dramatic change from what Hendon Hooker was at Virginia Tech compared with what he was at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Something happened. Combination of things, obviously, but really, really cool. He talked about his relationship with Heupel.
That's my right hand man. Love him to death. every day we would come in, when he first got there, he would always look at me and say, come on, man, smile. Like, smile, have fun. I'd be so serious. Yeah. And he'd be like, smile, have fun, relax, play your game. I want you to go out there and have fun. And that's what he encourages all of us to do. So just having that confidence from him boosted my confidence and then just encouraged me to put confidence into my teammates as well.
Wow, what an answer.
Yeah.
That gives you a look into the window of why Heupel was able to turn that thing around so quickly, right? Because he's talking about being serious because that's what he had to be with Jeremy Pruitt.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, those guys were on eggshells nonstop with that administration. So to then, remember Heupel, one of the first things he did, they played kickball?
Yes, and dodgeball, and right?
Dodgeball, that's what it was, dodgeball. Yeah, yeah. And I heard from like players' parents that I know that, like how big of a thing that was because that kind of let them understand, look, we're here to do business and we're here to get better and we're here to win games, but we're also, I mean, life is fun, man.
It is, it's supposed to be. And anytime you have fun in the game with your brothers or whoever you're grinding with, man, it makes it even better.
Tore his ACL, so painful to watch in that South Carolina game. They always play that game around Halloween, so somewhere around there.
Hey.
So that puts him like almost to training camp, but he should be good, right? Like so.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, you know, Matt Miller we had on while you were out, Don, and he said, yeah, I think he's a second round guy. And I was kind of surprised to hear him say that with the ACL, but I think he did it.
But he's already
enough
off crutches.
Yeah, he did it early enough to be able to go through the install and all those things. You were going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to go back. Sorry, I didn't jump in quick enough. I was just going to bring up the whole Jeremy Pruitt thing. And I'm sure you saw the story of Alabama interested in hiring him.
Saw that. Yeah, he belongs there.
They tried to hire the Washington offensive coordinator and he didn't go?
Turned it down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
UW.
No.
That's Kayla. No, it's not Kayla's team. Sorry, Kayla.
Nope, it's the other one.
I know.
It's the Cougs.
It's Washington State.
She's not even here, so like she can't take crap from me unless y'all tell her. I was giving
anyway,
her crap.
Sorry. I was distracted by the Jeremy Pruitt talk because I just, what you said, how serious everything was there and, you know,
Peter
Nick
Principal.
Saban's looking to hire him. I don't think that he was great with those young men.
Tennessee went through a stretch with the Peter Principal kicking them in the ass. Like, Jeremy Pruitt, really good coordinator, not a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Dooley. Where you elevate higher than what your skill set should be.
Yes.
Should have you.
I gotcha.
And so, Derek Dooley, same type thing. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Butch Jones still a head coach.
Still, no. The Fighting Rascals.
He's not doing very well at Arkansas State yet.
Yeah, bricks by bricks.
He must not be because I don't hear from Mickey about Arkansas State football much.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mickey was hyped though when he first got there.
And now he had some work to do though.
Yeah.
Recruiting wise. I think the cupboards were kind of empty there.
Speaking of that ACL with Hendon Hooker, how's recovery going?
The process of healing has been great. I remember my first day out of surgery, I was bending at 60%.
Man.
So I started my rehab the day after my surgery.
Yeah.
And then being able to finally, I got to start bending it like this right here after 2 weeks. And, you know, being able to really walk around and be off my brace and off those crutches. My forearms aren't burning everywhere I go. So being able to just do the things that I do on a daily basis and work out total body, not just my upper body, not just my right leg, and not doing, you know, tabletop workouts is what I call them.
Right.
Yep. In the training room. So actually being able to move and move around like I want to in the weight room, it's been fun.
Yeah, that's dope to hear, boy. That gives
you went through
flashbacks.
It.
So yeah, without question.
Understand what he's talking about there.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing like being able to get back to normal, man. You look at it and I remember Chad Newman, the trainer up in Tennessee, having to tell me, man, just slow down. Believe me, we're going to get to it. But man, once you start to see, it's so many levels of being discouraged and encouraged. You like, golly, when can I get back? And then when you start getting out there, like I was talking about doing some box jumps and being out there in the complex watching guys work out. They used to have a little room in the back where they do the rehab for knees and stuff like that. I was like, dude, just let me out this room. Let me back in the general population where everybody getting regular treatment, dog. Then I get tired of that. Then I was like, man, can we go outside and work out in the complex, like on the turf just... I know we can't do nothing, but just let me at least watch other people. You feel so sheltered. You're like, man.
They do.
Plus, you want everybody to know, like, man, dude, I'm working. I'm coming back because don't nobody see you for about a month. You know what I'm saying?
That's what every injured guy will tell you. Like, the hardest part is being away from the dudes. And you came back quickly, too.
Yeah.
Did you have the 60-degree movement right after? That? I mean, that's a... that sounds like a lot. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't had a tornado.
I was cleared. I was cleared June 1st. But I was actually playing 2 weeks before that. Like, I wasn't supposed to be. Like, Chad was like, don't go home and play. I was like, dude, I'm not. As soon as I got home, I'm like, let me test this out. Let me test.
Oh.
Yeah. So it could have went. It could have went.
It could have gone real bad.
Yeah. But the man, they did so much treatment and everything and strengthening it. It was, I felt it. Like, you could feel it. I felt good. So, yeah.
What did Hendon Hooker think about Nico? We'll play that for you when we come back, and then we'll talk about Tom Brady retiring and get into that a little bit coming up. Todd Furman at 4:30. We're out today at, 5:22, somewhere in there, Hunk? Tennessee at Florida?
Yeah, around there.
Vol Network coverage begins at 5:30 and tip off at 6 o'clock. Vols have been on the Gators' necks. They've won 3 in a row and 7 out of 8. However, Florida has won 4 out of the last 5 in Gainesville. However that stat works out, it does. We'll be right back. 3HL, hour number 1 in the books, 104.5 The Zone.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.